This is RSP The Update, episode 86. I walked into a pole. Hello, everybody, and welcome to RSB&B Update. This is episode 86, and I am here with...
Bradley.
That's good. So, how was your week this week, young, whatever you are? What's the word for boy in German?
Oh, God, please don't humiliate me. I should know this. Well, boy, jungen, I think.
Jungen, right, okay.
Jungen. That's probably wrong. No, I think Jungen means young person. Mädchen is girl. I know Mädchen is girl. I don't know what boy is. God. I say I don't like speaking German because I know there are possibly good German speakers who listen to this show and I'm going to be humiliated. So.
Like Mushroom Queen?
Yes.
Okay, so rather run-of-the-mill show for this week. Questions, tech news, RuneScape updates, of course, and the rants. So, overall, good week for you?
It was okay.
That's good. Okay, so we start with the Fremenic Isles quest. Have you done this?
I've done, like, a quarter of it.
Oh,
or half, almost half.
What's the last thing you've done? Did you start collecting taxes yet?
No, the last thing I did was talk to the spymaster. You know the guy who asked you the questions?
Yeah. You're can you mute the thing?
I am.
Oh, it was like anyways, yeah, you haven't even scratched the surface on that yet. Basically, what you do is you go up to these two islands, Nezenot and Jatizo or something along the lines of that. And then once you're in there, you start spying for one side, and then you do work for them. Then you go back to the king on the other side, and you do work for him, and you have to figure out who's repairing the bridges. Which, in fact, that was you who repaired the bridges. So it's kind of like you're playing both sides, if you know what I mean, right?
Yeah, double agent.
Yes. So, I don't know. It was a long quest, but it wasn't too difficult. It was actually provided a bit of a challenge, I think, but it's not the caliber of challenge like Desert Treasure or what's that other one? Monkey Madness was. It was significantly less than that.
The reward looks interesting.
Yes.
Access to a runite vein.
Yes. That's only good, though, if you can have 85 mining or above, though.
Yeah.
So that makes there three spots now where you can mine runite.
Hey. Interesting.
Yeah, so. It's that. I don't know. There's this one part of it where you have to start collecting taxes. The first one is a window tax for however many windows the shopkeepers have in their shops, you know? And it's 1,000 GP per window, which isn't too bad.
Imagine if you had a player-owned house, like, well, how many rooms? 10, 20 rooms? 2 windows a room? That could get expensive.
Yeah. Also, the secondary tax you have to collect is a facial hair tax. So do you have any facial hair?
Just a bit of stubble, not much.
So they wouldn't tax you then, would they?
Hopefully not.
Okay. So yeah, what would you rate from what you've done on this out of 5?
From what I've done, it was quite entertaining, so I'd probably give it a 4.
Okay.
It's generous for me.
I have to go with probably 3 on this one. No, 3.5, yeah. Yes. You also need to be able to kill the level 122 troll.
Pretty kill it at level 70, can't you?
Yeah, well, if you have range protect, it's not too hard. Reward for this is 10k woodcutting XP, 5k construction, crafting, and you get to pick 10,000 between 2 combat skills. So, I don't know, I think this...
The helm looks
yes.
good.
Yes. You know what they should have done? They should have given they should have given you 10k death XP and let you pick the other where the other 10k went, you know?
So Pures couldn't do it.
Yes! Of course. I'm just trying to pull up the stats on that helmet. I know it's actually pretty good because it gives a +3 prayer and strength bonus, and it's better than a berserker. So if you've done the quest, that's your new helmet. I know it's my new helmet.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yes, and Brad's mic is still malfunctioning, and he's ordered a new one, but we'll get into that when we're wrapping up the show, right?
Yes, we will.
Okay, so that's that one quest point. Did I mention that?
Not until just then.
Yeah, so I don't know, this was sort of a standalone quest, I guess you could call it. It wasn't related directly to any arcs or anything.
Fremenic Trials?
You need that quest to do it, but it's not directly relating to it, you know? Anyways, so.
See, yeah.
I don't know. Overall, okay. More Barbarian Assault changes! Barbarians have installed a new dispenser for collectors to use. It converts eggs from one type to another. Green eggs to red eggs, and red eggs to blue eggs to green eggs. Well, and only collectors of level 2 or above will be able to make use of this feature. The truth behind this, though, you haven't done any Barbarian Assault, have you?
No, I've never done Barbarian Assault.
Yeah, so, with this being the case, when you kill a ranger or a fighter, it drops a whole selection of eggs, so I really don't see why you need to convert. You know? I guess it's just a way to make collectors feel more useful, because right now there's really no reason to upgrade beyond level 1 collector, because you can just store the eggs in your inventory rather than in the pouch it gives you. Yes. Also, barbarians have increased supplies available to attackers. The dispenser will now give out runes and arrows in multiples of 50 rather than 15. Its stock now includes death runes. Although this would normally make ancient magics available in the area, the barbarians strongly prefer you not use any such spells. Any idea why that might be, Brad?
No, I can't think of any reason.
It's like, the only thing I can see is you might end up attacking something you don't mean to, or I don't know. That seems kind of a strange one. Servants now require you to enter your bank PIN when going to get supplies from your bank. Well, they can't just go get anything, so I guess this is sort of a medium one, because they can only grab the construction supplies, right?
Yeah, I suppose so. That makes sense.
But I guess if you had, like, what are those magic stones, right? That are worth, like, 975k each. I guess if you had those, then you might want to have a PIN number so that the guy can't go pulling these stones out and dumping lots of money. Yes. Back to the Barbarian Assault. The egg launcher now lists how many eggs it has in it. Okay. Yeah, there's another Barbarian Assault change, but I'm not going to mention it because I know I don't like Barbarian Assault, and I'm sure you don't either, right?
No, I don't.
Yeah, so, okay. But I think this is a good one, this next one. Ring of Recoil and Ring of Forging have a handy new feature added to it. If you basically right-click them and use the Operate selection, it'll tell you how many charges that they have left. I don't know, that's always good to know, because you're always wondering, when will my Ring of Forging melt? And then sometimes you end up smithing extra iron without using the ring.
Yeah, losing the iron.
That's pretty annoying.
Yeah, I've done that a few times.
I don't know, does that seem like a long quest? But I really don't have much...
Good week by Jagex's standards.
Yeah, I think so. I have to agree with that. And the weekly poll. Which of the recent quest updates is your favorite? 35% say Cold War. No duh. Right? Because this was the last quest that was done, you know? Like, jeez.
refreshing people's minds.
Yeah, right.
And you gotta love the whole Russian link.
Yes. That Cold War was followed by Elemental Workshop Part 2. Did you like that one?
That was like one of the last quests I did before I quit.
That was that one with the chair where you could get a good shock, you know?
Yes. Yeah. That was the last quest I did on RuneScape, and I did it with Vasala. That was ages ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. And that was followed by Animal Magnetism. That was some silly quest that... Is any... You have any idea why the newbie quests win and the most popular? Like, is this... Because... Is this the norm nowadays?
Because there are more noobs.
I know I voted for Knight and Journey, which was the Captain Picard quest.
What a surprise that didn't win.
And I know Mike voted for My Arms Big Adventure. That was a funny one.
There's so many titles of Jagex's quest that can be construed in different ways.
What do you mean?
No, I don't want to go into it.
Okay, then. So, yes, obviously they think Cold War is the best, so hopefully they take that result out, and that means we're heading towards more Elemental Workshops, I guess. Oh, God.
Elemental Workshop 3.
4. 5. Oh, God. How many can there be?
27.
Why?
Random number, I thought.
Or the answer to everything is 42, right? That's from somewhere, but I don't know where it's from. I've heard it said before.
Okay.
Seriously, though, do you think that these polls are reliable, seeing as they're questioning that this is the latest quest, or...?
I don't think anything Jagex does is reliable.
Well, not statistically, but other things they might be. Like
illegal money laundering.
What do you mean?
I bet Andrew Garr is into some illegal activities.
Yeah, speaking of...
He's probably going to sue me for slander.
Speaking of polls, we have a poll on the front page of RSBNB I wanted to mention last week.
Speaking of polls, I walked into one the other day.
Oh, really? Where?
No, I just made that up.
Oh, that's going to be the title for the show. I walked into a poll. Anyways, this question that we have is... Which of the following is the closest to how you've trained magic on your current RuneScape character? This is a rather important question to us, so please, this one will only be up for about another week or so. Please go answer this. This is a big change, actually, because we had one up for like 6 months or something. But this is a big change because we kind of need to know this. How do you train your magic?
Alking.
Okay, so that, like, 100%?
Yeah, I just use Alking to train.
Okay, so then you'd fall into the only non-combat group, then.
Yep.
Okay. I don't know, I can't Alk because my computer overheats.
That's such a random thing to go wrong with your computer.
Yeah, it overheats. I start losing menus if I do. Anyways, that's RuneScape updates for this week. On to questions, I guess, right?
Yes.
This week we've got a question from Agent Waffles.
Hello, Shane and Brad. And Darren's post there from the Hedge, we see that Jagex is basically calling Rangers whining bastards. Do you think this is fair on him, as it is true that some just can't sit down, shut up, and enjoy the game like the rest of us? My apologies for the audio quality.
You have a hot voice. I sound like a teenage girl. God.
Okay, then.
What the question was is, do you think it's fair that Jagex... Basically, in a nutshell, do you think it's fair Jagex are discriminating against Rangers?
Yes!
Of course it's not. They should treat all the classes equally.
Ranging is like the... Rangers are like the lower class.
But why do Rangers have to be working class, then?
I don't know, because they have to make their own arrows, and then they have to go walk and pick them up.
So, if you're a warrior, like a melee, you're basically battering something with a blunt piece of metal.
Yeah.
Tell me how that's above being a ranger. Being a ranger, you've actually put some thought into it. You're not just bashing something with a blunt piece of metal.
Okay, then. Let's rephrase this. The Maliers are the lower class, rangers are middle class, and the mages are upper class.
That's better, but it still doesn't mean Jagex should discriminate against rangers. They should equal the triangle out.
Well, you talk about this. It doesn't affect me. I don't PK.
Yeah, well, everybody knows the whole triangle was meant to go melee kills range kills mage kills melee. But obviously, a meleeer could...
Whoa, wait a sec. So, say that again to me. Mage kills melee.
Mage kills melee. Melee kills range kills mage.
Okay.
But range is considered to be underpowered, so most mages could probably kill rangers. Range does need a good high-level update.
Like the ancients, right?
Yes, they need like a new bow, and they probably need like a level 60
arrow,
like dragon hide. No, it's black dragon hide level 70. 70 is black dragon. Good God!
Yeah,
and they need a level 80 then, level 80 and a level 70 bow, level 80 bow or something.
Like a crossbow, like a gun powered crossbow or something.
Decent. Well, yeah, decent ranger weapon, not those crappy crossbows.
Well, why not give them like a AK or something? That's considered
AK-47 sniper rifle.
That's considered a like a missile shooter, because ranged is dealing with missiles, right? And a missile is any flying object.
Just give ranged a missile silo. They can just sit in the wilderness and launch missiles.
Okay, so it's either the missile silo, the AK-47, or a higher level bow, which I think is the most realistic, right?
The most probable.
Yeah, so what level would this bow be?
80.
Okay, and what kind of arrows would it fire?
Dragon.
Okay, but we already have the crystal bow at 70.
Well, they do need a better bow than that, because, I mean...
It is slow, I will say that.
Yes.
Okay, so where did they actually put the rangers down?
Well, because they give them no update. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Move on.
Yeah, so thank you, Agent Waffles. Next question.
You take this.
You answer it.
Okay, Brad, if you got into a fist fight with Shane and Trekkie in real life, who would win? That is from Esadon. I think if I got into a fist fight and they double teamed me with their nerdy Star Trek power, I'd probably lose. But actually, I don't know.
You're only like 5 feet tall, right?
So Shane, I no offense, but I doubt you're a pro fighter.
probably not.
I don't think I could take two of you.
Mm-mm.
Probably wouldn't want to hit you though. You'd probably fire me. I'm not a violent person.
You're not?
No.
Okay, then.
I like to taunt people rather than hit them. I'd probably just stand there insulting you or something, rather than fight you.
In a nutshell, Mirror Trek, you would win.
No, in a nutshell, I would win if I wanted to fight you.
Oh, okay, then.
Unless you were double-teaming me, in which case that's not fair.
Unless you brought your golf clubs.
Unless I bought somebody else I know.
Oh. Okay, moving on. Thank you, Pesadon. What is your favorite movie and why? Even though
What's
I love it,
movie?
No Star Trek, Shane.
Apart from Star Trek, what is your favorite movie?
That's a good question. Let me think about it. You, what's yours?
Mine's this movie called John Q. Have you seen it?
Yes.
But the guy who has the son who has the heart problem?
Yeah, I've seen that. It's good because it shows the state of the U.S. medical system if you don't have insurance.
And I like the bit where the guy goes into hospital and holds everyone hostage.
Yeah, there's actually 48 million Americans who are uninsured.
That's the great thing about being British. National Health Service.
Yeah, we have that. Is yours any good?
No, it's crap. That's all thanks to the Labour government.
Ugh. Time to head back to Thatcherism?
Yes, we should never have left.
Okay, my favorite movie would probably have to be, you know those Bourne ones, the Bourne Identity?
Oh, Bourne Supremacy,
yes, yeah. Bourne Supremacy, and there's a new one coming out in August. I don't know what it's called. Those are good. That was from Casey Jones X. Okay, you take this one.
The last Harry Potter book is coming out on July the 21st. Any thoughts? The thought is I'm going to read it. There we go. That question's from Magic Jarvis. Yeah, I'll read it.
Is he gonna die?
Well, yeah, it would be like a timely ending, because if she didn't, then there could be some writer who'd come along in 5 years who'd do a load of crappy spin-offs.
Right.
But I think she should kill him off.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, even though I haven't read any of them. You know?
You should read them, they're good books.
I'd rather read something about the, remember that Singularity book I showed you, The Singularity is Near? I'd rather read that.
Why that?
Because it's interesting.
I'd rather read something by Dawkins.
Oh yes, we know who that is.
Richard Dawkins,
Skype,
I love you.
Skype has some pretty strange emotes. And then there's another one. Oh, interesting. I like these Skype emotes. Okay, that was from Magic Jarvis. Next one is from Bloober Singer. What programming language is better based on your opinions? C or Java? Which one would you recommend me to learn? Oh, there's two ways to look at this. You can either look at it from the practical viewpoint or the learning viewpoint. If you want to learn how to program and program well with a good selection of restrictions, I'd recommend Java, because it puts in all these restrictions, as in you can't go over the size of an array, it enforces coding rules with exceptions, and it's just basically a cleaner language to learn with, and that's what most schools teach in first year of computer programming, is Java. But if you actually wanted to go out and write a program for, say, Windows or Mac or Linux, you'd probably want to learn C, because that's the most commonly used one to write good Windows programs. Thank you, Bloober Singer. Next one!
Okay. How do you make real-life money? And that is from NMR7. How do you make real-life money, Shane?
Well, I get donations.
So you survive purely on the donations from RSBM?
No. I don't know. I still live at home, so I don't buy much, so why do I need money?
Because we all need money. Who pays for your RuneScape?
RuneScape? Oh, yeah, RuneScape. That's monthly, and that just comes out of my bank.
Oh.
There we go. What about you?
I make money by, I don't know, I get money from my parents. I do odd jobs.
Yeah, same here.
I sit on a street corner between the hours of 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. begging for money.
I don't do that.
No.
But basically anything you can think of, I do. Like, yeah. Okay, thank you for that question, Mr. NMR7, who is named Warren, who was on our Halloween episode, which you weren't on for some reason. I don't know where you were. You're probably out trick-or-treating or something, right?
When?
On Halloween?
No, I don't go trick-or-treating.
Well, you were missing then for some reason. I don't know where you were. Okay. What was your reaction to your first member? Mike doesn't count. Jay. Well, the first member was Pika69. Because we told him to join. He was the first one who actually joined. I don't really remember who else joined after that, because chances are some of them became inactive, and then with our usual account deleter that deletes accounts every so often, well, they just kind of disappear. According to this, the oldest members are me, Mike, Pika, Steve, who was a mod a long time ago before you, Brad. You remember him? Frogman11?
Vaguely, yes.
Then someone called Moonpeer. I don't know who that is.
It rings a bell.
Sucker 13?
Sucker, not Sucker.
I have him added on RS. Knight Rider 7. And, of course, there's somebody by the name of Noob.
Is that you, Mr.
No, that's never mind. That was that little incident that occurred in the sandbox once.
Isn't the oldest active person, apart from you and Mike, Chief Snake? Like, he was number 100 or something.
Yeah, that actually seems to be right.
I'm sort of like member 1268 or something.
You?
Yeah.
You're 1256.
1256. I'm a screen resolution.
No, 1280 is a screen resolution.
God damn it.
Okay, so that was from Jay. Do you play any other online games between WoW and CSS, Counter-Strike
World
Source?
World of Warcraft.
Do you?
I play Star Wars Battlefront online. That's
oh.
It. I'm World
do,
of
do you play that with Trekkie?
No, I've never played with him.
I have. There's a game called Half-Life 2 I have, along with Counter-Strike Source. A long time ago, I played a game called Tribes 2, and, of course, I've played various Star Trek games online. I know, that's probably not what you wanted, right?
See, I think isn't a few questions... The next question is relevant to this, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
No,
how
no,
many different
bit...
languages can you speak? Samuel.
No, it's a bit further down. Okay, fine, whatever.
How many languages do you speak?
One, and then basic German.
Okay. I just speak, I speak English as my main, and then I know a few phrases in French, and a few phrases in German, and that's about it. Actually, one phrase in German, which I can't say on this show.
I know a bit of German, but I don't like using it, because more often than not, I'm wrong, and people correct me.
Yeah, I remember once you told somebody, you accidentally told someone that they were a garden gnome.
No, I deliberately told somebody they were a garden gnome.
Okay, then. That was from Samuel, who's from As Said by Sam. That's his blog name. Apparently, still.
Don't give publicity to the name-stealing moron. He stole my blog name.
You know, I have to head that out.
He stole my blog name.
Okay. Next one's for you.
Stupid 12-year-old who lacks creativity. Okay. Why do you think Jagex made it to where you can wield a special harpoon, but not a special lob pot or something? Lobs are fished for just as much as sharks, so why can't we have one? The one extra space in our inventory can add up quick. Yeah, that's a good point. I think they should have wieldable harpoons and lobster pots.
What about a wieldable net?
That would be interesting.
Yeah, I want
to... I don't see why not, because, I mean, with woodcutting, you wield the axe. With mining, you wield the pick, so I don't see what's different.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Here. That is a good point. That has to be the most intellectual question there is today. Thank you. Maybe you should suggest this to RuneScape, and then maybe they'll put it in. Okay. Good question. That was from Brarin. I think I'm saying that right.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right. Wrong.
What was it like setting up RSBNB? How long did it take to create? And how do you feel about its popularity? Did you think it would come this far? Well, in regards to how long it took to set up, we're basically still setting it up because there's always stuff going on behind the scenes you guys don't see. Back-end work... Server maintenance, everything is always going on behind the scenes. So it's basically an ongoing operation to set the website up. It's not like once you get something up, you just leave it. There's always stuff being changed. So in order to answer that, since middle of August 2004, that's how long it's been being set up. How do we feel about its current popularity? I think it's a nice size. It still has a bit of that small community feel to it, if you know what I mean, right, Brad?
I believe it lost the small community feel when the maximum users online... When it used to be 24. I remember those times.
You were around back then, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I was before I was a moderator.
Yeah. That's a good...
I honestly remember when I got moderated, and I knew, sort of, as I knew who I thought people who were going to get mod, and it turns out the two people you modded along with me, I never thought they would get mod. I never thought Chrysala or King Kalo would get modded for some reason. I didn't think I'd get modded.
You didn't think you'd get modded either.
No, I didn't expect it. I remember logging on one Sunday, and you and Mike had me on MSN.
Spike?
And I was like, Mike, you and Mike had added me on MS10, and I, for a moment, it took me a while to work out who you were.
Oh yeah, we give that, we get that reaction to lots of people.
Who are you?
Yes.
Get away from me.
Yeah, I didn't, actually, when we launched the forums at first in September, they were actually designed as a bit of a project to see if this would actually work, and if it didn't work, they were going to get taken down.
How long were you going to give it?
2 months. Then we gave it some more time, and eventually it just kept going and going and going. So, I don't know. I never thought it would come this far. But, of course, most of this comes from this partnership we had with RuneHQ way back when. In our first year. So, yes. Thank you, Kiwi Kid. Oh, this is the question Brad was talking about.
Okay. This is the question. Shane, how is it that you managed to relate anything back to Star Trek? Brad should know what I'm talking about. Yes, I do know.
What is he talking about?
Well, he had this conversation with me on MSN where he asked me how you managed to relate everything back to Star Trek. And I said I didn't know. And then he said I should e-strangle you for everybody.
Okay.
Which I would love to do, but I don't see how it's possible.
Well, you want to know how I managed to relate everything?
How?
It's the fact that I've seen every episode of every series, except the original, that I'm able to relate everything back.
That is nothing to be proud of.
That's how it's done.
You scare me. I want my mummy.
You remember that time you put the microphone near the TV and there was a Voyager episode on?
Yes, and after about 10 seconds of voice clip, you knew what episode it was. I was surprised.
It was scary, wasn't it?
Yes, and when Chrysala was describing that episode she watched, you knew what it was when she said something about things with horns, things with doctor needs medicine, things with horns on their head, and you knew what episode that was.
Yep.
It scared me.
Okay, that was from Alex Tomo, but that's how it's done. You take this last one.
Okay, the last question. Why don't you consider giving universal tips about, for example, money-making for members and non-members, best places to train combat, the easiest way to level up, etc.? Also, I don't think that tech news is really necessary and could be replaced with something more beneficial to our S-players, like event announcements or mini-game or castables or fight pit rounds. Whoa, you can take this question, Shane.
That was from Exiled. What about the general tips? Do you think that would be useful?
Well, if people want to know things, they normally ask questions.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
They asked about Legends. And if they ask us like RuneScape-related questions, we will answer them on top of...
Yeah, so rather than just giving general information that is too broad or in some cases not broad enough, we ask for your questions, and with that, we tailor the show to the user questions. So as you can see, the show is very centralized on user questions. If you feel there's something that needs to be talked about on RuneScape, ask us a question about it and we'll talk about it. Like anything, right? Anything, right, Brad? Ranging from level up or something that actually went on in the RuneScape community. Like
so
on
if you
the,
have any RuneScape-related questions, leveling up, whatever, we
anything
like
relating
to
RuneScape. Those can come in. It doesn't have to be help questions. It can be anything that could spark a discussion, really. So that's that. And in regards to tech news, that is going to stay because the philosophy behind RSBnB Update is that the name, RuneScape Bits and Bytes being technical, RSBnB Update, RSBnB Informer should be around 70-30, 70% RS, 30% tech news, if I'm getting that percentage right, right?
Because if you think about it logically, most RuneScape players will be interested in tech because, you know, it's on a computer and all that.
Yes, And these most of the time, the tech news, it's a good thing to have, because if, for instance, there's a major security hole in the Windows operating system, we'll tell you about it before it gets made public on your local news station. So that's why it's good to have the tech segment.
Shane knows Bill Gates.
No, I don't know Bill Gates.
But you do know Steve Jobs.
No, I don't. Did you see that new Get a Mac ad where there's the security guard and the Apple guy?
Yes, I like ads that take the piss out of something, especially if it's Microsoft.
Because what happens is, you guys know Windows Vista has the new has that user account control, UAC or whatever, right? Well, basically, this is a security thing. Should I play some of that? Or should I just put the
link?
Yes,
do. Yes, it's funny. Do it.
I'll put the link to it as well. Let me find it. Here it is.
Hello, I'm a Mac. Mac has issued a salutation, cancel or allow.
Allow, and I'm a PC.
You're returning Mac salutation, cancel or allow?
Allow.
Okay, what gives? Mac is asking a question, cancel or allow?
Allow. He's part of Vista, my new operating system. PCs have a lot of security problems, so he asked me to authorize pretty much anything I do.
You're pointing out Vista's flaws, cancel or allow?
Allow. I could turn him off, but then he wouldn't give me any warnings at all, and that would defeat the purpose, so.
You are coming to a sad realization, cancel or allow?
Allow.
Yeah, so that's that. It is kind of true.
I love that end bit. You're coming to a sad realization, Councillor Allow.
See, because
I would so love, right, that bloke to be standing there at the really sad moments in my life going, you are coming to a sad realization, Councillor Allow. Cancel.
Because everything you try and do, whether it be changing the screen resolution or adding a new account or installing software, it pops up this thing on your screen, Councillor Allow. That
I just want
make
that
sense.
Guy standing next to me. You were about to get a drink of water. Cancel or allow.
Yes.
You were about to go to the toilet. Cancel or allow.
Okay. End of tech... Or no, it's not the end of tech news.
It is just the beginning.
Yes, good lead into tech news. Ha ha. Okay, first piece of tech news. Question is, are NVIDIA's Vista drivers ready for prime time? A vocal group of gamers doesn't think so, going so far as to launch a website devoted to the possibility of initiating a class action lawsuit against NVIDIA. I'm not too good on legal terms, so what is a class action lawsuit?
I've just got, as well, whilst I was just coming back, I've got the Wikipedia definition. In law, the class action is a procedural device used in litigation to determine the rights of and remedies, if any, for large numbers of people whose case involve common questions of law and fact. So I suppose it's, okay, I confused me.
Yeah. Anyways, basically, as it says...
Oh, no, I know. It's basically they're looking for a legal solution to the problem.
Ah.
They are trying to force NVIDIA to fix it.
Okay. Anyways, the product page for the GeForce 8800... basically says that the GeForce 8 series offers full DirectX 10 support, but in reality, the drivers are still beta, and this leaves the people who want to run the video card in SLI mode. I guess I should explain what SLI mode is, shouldn't I?
Yes, you should.
Basically, what SLI mode is when you have two video cards in your system, and you link them together. If you link them together with this little piece of plastic they give you, and then that basically, it doesn't double, but it increases the performance. It uses two GPUs rather than one in rendering video, which is amazing, an amazing piece of technology, which I don't have, but that's beside the point here. The drivers for these SLI systems are still in beta from Windows Vista testing period. Because, as you recall, Windows Vista was released to manufacturing at the end of November, right? Yes.
Yes, it was.
So, basically, with this, the time between the end of November and the end of January was a time for manufacturers to get their drivers ready to be shipped out. But the fact is that these drivers are still beta is what's causing all these people the problems, so... they want to find a legal means to work this out. which I think is, it's the only, as I read this, it's only the people who are using the SLI systems, which, for a 8800 card, those cards are pretty expensive, like almost $500 each. So if you're able to buy two of those cards, that's $1,000.
You have too much money.
Yeah, I think you should be able to wait, but I don't know. I guess they want to try and resolve this. So it's important, though, because beta drivers are not good. Because they have testing code in them, for one thing, which slows them down. So, I don't know. Hopefully they can iron this out before the first DirectX 10 game comes out, which I don't know when that is, but yes, that's that. And apparently Gmail goes public in Europe, the Middle East, Africa, Brazil, Australia, Russia, and Japan. And this is according to the BBC.
I think we all know the BBC are an amicable news source, and we should not question them in any way.
Yeah, it's not public beta here yet, so maybe check on your Gmail page, like your gmail.co.uk, see if you can sign up or whatever. See if you can sign up on the English page or wherever.
Okay, I'm having a look.
Because this was, Gmail was first released April 1st, 2004, so coming up 3 years this April, I think it's about time we head for a public release, right?
Yeah, it does. It says you can sign up.
Okay, so we're heading towards a public release. That's good. So if you live in one of those countries listed, mentioned, sign up if you don't have one.
Okay. Even I have a Gmail account.
Yes, me too. Where'd you get yours?
An invite from you.
All right.
I invited loads of people as well. I think I used up all my...
Wow, videos. you got like 100 of them. You used all 100?
Okay, I didn't use all of them. I thought I got like 10. I must have invited like 10 or so people.
Okay, that's the end.
I don't see why they even like the public release is that big a deal. Because seriously, if you don't know anyone else who has a Gmail invite, or you don't even know how to contact anyone who has... contact anyone who has a Gmail invite, then you must be pretty like a pariah.
Yeah, so sign up for Gmail, and that's the end of tech news. Rather short this week, because I only was able to find two stories that are useful.
Yeah.
Next, Rance, you take the first one.
Okay, I will take the first one. On worlds where high-level groups aren't hiding together, the XP wouldn't be good enough for them. But the problems still exist. It's supposed to be a mini-game where people go to have some fun.
What mini-game is this about?
Pest control.
Oh.
It's supposed to be a mini-game where people go to have some fun. There are groups who hide together on worlds and games go quickly, as 30 seconds to 1 minute. People are making over 1 mil plus XP there a day. I think that's a little bit of an exaggeration. But
no, it's not.
Really? Which is 3 to 4 days times the XP than any other method before PC. Now, you might not agree it's the fastest way, but that just means you don't know the right worlds. Yes, I have been to it myself for a bit when it first came out, and have been on the best worlds. Consider this. The 7 years or so that RuneScape has been out, it's not been out 7 years, it's been out 6 years. Louder, okay, Shane. Consider this, the 7 years or so that RuneScape has been out, until PC, there were about 200 126s, and only one or two people had reached 100 million XP in one of the three main combat skills. Then PC was added. 6 or 7 months later, there's over 1,000 possible 126s, and more people with 100 million plus XP, and some have even reached 200 million XP. I suppose it's just coincidence that somehow all that happened after PC was added? Sorry, but to me, doesn't make any sense that a minigame is number one way of training combat. Then, there's also the fact that you can now train a combat skill without even having to use the skill itself, except for about 8k XP when you can get the rest of it, the XP in it using completely different skill at PC. I find that very odd. Here are a few ideas to make it more balanced. 1. Limit how many points can be gotten per day, week, month. 2. make it so no matter how fast the porters are killed, the game will last a certain amount of time no matter what, maybe till all NPCs are killed. Make it so XP cannot be gained past level 99 using points, lowering the XP, but I still don't think that would be best now. Number 5. Make it so you have to use the skill that you want to exchange points for.
What's Thoughts? This guy's problem? Is he? Why is he getting upset about this when he can? He's able-bodied enough and he can just go do this himself.
Because he likes to whine and moan. And he wrote it because I told him to, just to give me something to read on the show.
Who was it?
True, that's not true. Honestly, I didn't find this. I think it's an interesting rant, though. Poses some interesting questions.
I don't know. I think it's a fine. I think it's fine how it is. Like,
you're already saying that because you're using.
No, I'm just. I'm a person who is fine with the status quo.
Alright, before you said that, I thought you were a Klingon or something.
I'm a person who is fine with the status quo. That's what I got to say.
You're
about
a Canadian person. We should blame Canada.
No.
Blame Canada.
No.
Okay, I'll stop.
Good. Good. Okay, so what do you think?
I think he has some valid points. I think maybe there should be a limit on, like, you can only cash in 200 points a day or something. That's not, like, so little, is it?
Well, put things in perspective, I've only gotten about 20 points in the past week because I haven't had time. So it's not like I'm abusing the system or anything.
No, of course you're not.
Like, I don't know, like, who's... Like, once the game is in place, shouldn't it just stay how it is? Unless there's a major bug fix that has to be changed? Like, none of this nerfing crap?
Nerfing is good.
No, it's not. Would you like them to nerf the monkfish XP?
I don't care, I don't play RuneScape anymore.
No, but if you did?
No, of course I wouldn't, but monkfish isn't stupid XP, whereas pest control is.
Well, I mean, what if they just nerf that? Like, just to nerf something, you know?
Then I would firebomb Jagex's
Exactly! Offices. So, like, these people just need to learn to accept things the way they are and carry on with the... Just leave it how it is. That's what I have to say about all these little tweaks and everything people are complaining about.
That sounds like a very liberal thing to say, Shane.
Just leave it how it is.
Liberal.
Don't call me that. Just... Leave it how it is. If there's a problem, fix it. But there is no problem. That's all I gotta say. You have anything more to say on this one?
Nope.
Okay. Oh my. The more I play this game, the more childish it's becoming. Sounds true. Now this post will be pretty lengthy and only for those who care to read. Now, why would someone ever make this statement about RuneScape? Also referred to as Noobscape, RuneScape, and all the other popular for your run, scape equals run and escape. Scape equals run and escape. I get that.
This guy has issues.
Well, let us get to the crest of this rant. Reasons, and there are many. The ones against the rules stated as a matter of fact because that is the reason you cannot complain about them. Soon there may be reasons to not complain either. If anything in this thread is against rules, please notify me and yada yada yada. I'll do my best to delete it. Number one reason, current updates as well as later updates are all noob base supported and serve no real purpose with the exception of a very few. Now before you say hunting offers so much, I will try to make things so even a child can understand. This is not only for hunting skill, but also for the construction skill, which are both skills... not worth enduring at this point. The hunting update has the gloves of silence, which are totally useless, by the way, and the capes, which serve some purpose, though unnecessary if the agility was correct in the first place. Face it, the faster we get places, less time it takes playing. And the new rabbit foot necklace, which is also useless, is also varying pouring repetitive newbie update that has no challenge designed to please low levels, not to mention the new quest tagged along with it. It reminds me of the Ring of Wealth, another worthless item in the game. Why players actually believe something is good, that's beyond me. But hey, there's that is their thing. I test items. which brings up thieving and woodcutting in just about every skill out there again. Just remember, the program controls what you hit, when you hit, and what you get. Okay?
Moron. Some of his ideas, I agree with his ideas, but the way he presented them is in a totally idiotic way.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense to me.
His word order is completely pathetic.
What ideas do you agree with?
I agree with the idea that it is becoming too childish and there are a lot of newish updates, but the fact that he worded it like he's a bloody 12-year-old.
Yeah.
He's tried to sound important and like authoritative and clever, but he's failed.
I thought he was going to make some suggestions for this.
Just to see, that's the thing. I don't mind people ranting, but people better say how you can fix it, not just say it's crap and not mm-hmm. say how to fix it.
Exactly. So, I don't know. These rants weren't that good this week.
No, they weren't.
I guess it's time to go do some reading, eh? Anything else before we close this one up?
Oh, yeah. If you're listening to this, Mr. Frank Wang, you better post my microphone or I'm going to kill you.
Who?
The guy who I bought the microphone off. His name is Frank Wang.
Okay, is he French or something? It sounds French.
Lives in London. I'm not going to give his address out because that would be wrong. But yeah, so you know who you are if you listen, which you won't be listening to this, but whatever. I've paid you your money, now mail me my bloody goods.
Yes. How much did you pay for it?
Very cheap, actually. It's only about 15 British pounds. It's a USB microphone.
Well, he better send it then, because we need this, because it hurts me to edit it every week. Okay, we appear to have lost Brad here. So we're just waiting for his USB microphone to come, because it hurts me to edit this every week, remove all the static, and it just hurts me. Hurts my head. There we go.
Skype threw me off.
Oh, really? I was just telling them how it hurts me to edit this every week with your loud...
I'm sorry. Just tell the stupid man in London to mail me the microphone then, and it'll all be better.
Yes, Mr. Frank Wine, mail Brad his microphone.
Yes, it's mine now because I paid you for it.
So what have you been up to this week?
Not much. I had a lot of math work to do last night that I had procrastinated.
Oh, what kind of math?
Oh, it was basically algebraic equations and...
that's not hard.
Other stupid crap of... Oh, it was, believe me.
How many variables?
Let me think. What do you mean by
variables?
How
many variables were you solving for?
I don't understand what you mean. Give me an example.
Like, was it a question like 2x plus 3x squared plus 5 is equal to 0? Or was it like 2x plus 3z plus 1y is equal to 17?
It's questions like that. There are normally two. Well, do you mean how many letters were there in the
question?
Yes,
how many letters?
Average, there was 3 to 4.
Oh, so you had to use... You probably had to use some form of a matrix or... elimination to solve them?
Yes. I hate algebra.
Oh, that's called linear algebra. That's just scratching the surface. That's a good thing to know. You should continue on with it.
I just want to say, right, I was watching a British television program this afternoon, and they had a supposed child genius on there, and he was like 6 or 7 or something. And he was supposedly really good at maths, like really good at maths. And they asked this kid, who seemed fairly fine talking in front of the cameras, what 23 times 14 was. I worked it out in about 15 seconds. This kid didn't know.
322.
Yeah, that's what I got. Pretty, just like Shane. And this supposed...
I used the calculator.
Genius, you cheater, I did that in my head. Anyway, this maths genius couldn't work that out. How the hell can you classify someone a genius when they can't do basic arithmetic? That's my rant.
Okay. Yeah, so, anything else?
Playing World of Warcraft.
Okay.
Where are you?
Me?
Yes.
Shooting people and studying psychology. Those two go hand in hand.
Did the psychology tell you to shoot people?
No.
Did you hear voices in your head?
No.
Did you go to the top of a watchtower with an AK-47 and let loose?
No, I'd rather use a sniper rifle like an AWP Magnum sniper.
Who would you shoot first?
That's classified.
Anyway, that is all.
Yes, that's it. So RSBNB Update 86 is done. See y'all next week.
Goodbye.